You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
There we are, we're on the radio now. Hi, you want to introduce yourselves, gentlemen from Yokozuna, the band Yokozuna?
Hi, I'm Kenji from Yokozuna, I play guitar.
Welcome, Kenji!
I'm Frank, and I play the keys.
Welcome, Frank! Now, is that all that's coming this morning?
Yes.
Yes, good, yeah. Right, so we're all here, and let's talk. We talked on Friday about your pop-up shop over the weekend that you did. How'd that go?
Yeah, that was awesome. It was, we've had our artwork done by the same dude, Lyle Hawthorne, the whole time.
Since the start.
Yeah, and great. He's just a legend. He's crazy.
Obviously it's got the whole thing with the album, the release of the album.
Yeah.
You got your new album's come out. Has it come out now or not? Or was it this week?
Friday.
Friday comes out this Friday. Yeah. But there was pre-releases.
Oh, tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow. It comes out tomorrow.
Friday.
It's coming.
Yeah. So there were pre-releases at the pop-up shop of the album on vinyl with the artwork and all that sort of stuff. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, how many? How many could people buy the vinyl?
Of the new album
that you've done.
Yeah.
How many copies did you sell at the pop-up shop of the vinyl?
I don't remember, but quite a few.
So that's pretty. Yeah. That's pretty awesome. Is what
because
I'm saying.
People love buying the vinyls and stuff.
And if you've got the same guy doing your artwork, then you're all on the same page. Would you say sort of like the sixth member of the band, 17th member of the band, or what?
Yeah, there's a few members of the band.
Yeah.
We're like kind of team, like a company almost.
That's cool though. That's cool that it's because. You know, to do it to the multi-spectrum release must be quite exciting. Challenging, I bet.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, because we're always looking at getting all the different angles, you know, like even when we go to do a show, there's like the visuals angle, you know, there's like, especially for this up-and-coming release show that we're going to be doing, there's like, we're going all out, like visuals on the walls, visuals on the ceiling. And then we got our sound guy and manager who's been with us, Cam Duncan, right from the start.
Yeah.
No, it's just like all angles. You've got to have the whole.
So how long has Yokozuna been running for now, since inception?
4 years.
See, you've been at a good trot too, eh? So did it start out as a concept? Was that always the plan, to sort of accumulate other creative people and form like a project?
I mean,
or did it start out, was it bare bones music first and then, hey, we need to get something of this to express the music better than,
Yeah, I think it was a bit more like that. Like
People can't see the little movements I'm doing, but it's really...
it's really defined, adding to the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, but was it like that, or was it, and it started off just with songs, just writing songs?
Yeah, well, we started because Frank, the keys player, and our drummer Swap, they're doing a jam session, you know, and we
met. That's how it starts.
Yeah. And we're just wanting to make something, you know, like as instrumental musicians. Yeah. So it definitely started with the music first. And then when we thought about how we're going to make this into a show, how we're going to make this into a thing, then like we started calling on people that we knew through the jam sessions, you know, like Bailey Wiley, Mellow Downs, things like that, you know.
And do you find that it's all creatively, do you find that you have to sort of allocate time to the, like, you know, the visual show, the live show, the writing of the songs? Does it all sort of just come in the same flow?
Yeah, it ended up being a lot of time management, you know, just being.
Can you handle that? I mean, I can't imagine you're raking in the cash like most New Zealand musicians are not raking in the cash. So the time management must be pretty precious. It must be quite exciting though at the same time because you've putting out some really cool product.
Just trying to like grab things and put it all together. It's like, okay, we got it in the bottle. Yeah, okay, we got it.
And when with the upcoming live show, you're saying it's going to be a visual spectacular.
Is it?
Are you doing that for you? Or are you doing that for the punters? I know you're supposed to say you're doing it for the punters, but I mean, you're doing it for us all of you. It must be quite cool to do that as well.
For both. I mean, when we see the audience just going off, like, that makes us feel great, you know? Like, music's like a dialogue, you know, with the audience and yourself. You know, if you're doing something that you're not enjoying at all, the audience probably aren't going to enjoy it, you know? Like, then again...
And if you put a lot of effort into a big visual show as well on top of the music, and you pull it off, everyone goes, whoa! You've got fans for life. Can you give us a little bit of a sort of a sneak sort of clue as to what's going to be happening?
At the release show?
Yes, at the release show.
Okay, well, some special guests that can't be mentioned yet, but it's going to be at Raynham Park, which is on K Road, and it's just this... Basically, just a big studio.
So whereabouts on K Road is it? Is that where you had the pop-up shop?
No, that's down the road.
Okay. So where's Arena Park? I don't know.
Arena
where
Park.
Is.
It's above, around where Neck of the Woods is.
Okay. Yeah, oh, yeah. I know those. There's some good spaces up there.
Yeah. It's like a just
upstairs.
Up. Yes. Mm. Above.
Yeah. Upstairs.
Above the neckish around there.
And we just walked in. It's like, whoa! You can do anything with this place. You know.
There's some
like,
cool spaces up in that area. Sort of all of that whole side of that block. Actually, some really cool spaces up there. And so you're gonna sort of just jam it all out. Blow people's minds, and
that
then
is
what?
The plan.
Sell loads of albums.
Yeah. You know, sell lots of merch, sell lots of albums. But yeah, we just want to make a show that everyone's just gonna be like, you know, that's always the aim. You
what's
know?
A, what's the what's like, the? I mean, there's definitely a concept to the merch and the album sort of artwork, isn't there? What's the concept?
So yeah, that concept.
Without wanting to give it all away, because that sort of sucks as well.
I mean, the concept is like I was saying, we've always worked with the same artist, and he's used these particular themes like underwater, you know, like particular colors, like your navy blues, your purples and stuff like that. And yeah,
underwater Voltron samurai sort of peace warrior sort of thing. Just it's awesome stuff.
Yeah, any of the stuff we just love.
What, 2000 AD? That's reminded me of like some crazy 2000 AD issues.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Just like sci-fi almost, you know, like whatever we watch is like, whoa, that's cool, you know.
and it's sort of, you sort of be writing songs, like, I mean, Voyager's a song, sounds like kind of sci-fi. Voltron's definitely a sci-fi sounding song, you know, so you get down with that as well.
Yeah.
And so where to from here once you've released it? Because, I mean, an album takes a long time to sort of put together, and when you're doing all the other stuff as well, you know, the concept, all that, get the big show done in K Road, and then. Two from there. Where, so then is, do you keep building, or do you keep, you know?
I mean, this is kind of the end of it, because we've done two projects before this, and this place here in Luminos, and this is the end of that kind of saga, I guess. I don't know. They've all kind of tied together with the concept, with the artwork concept, with the like way we've been approaching writing music. From here, we just want to like move forward, do something completely new.
So tell us what was the deal with the sort of. Release it, eking out the singles sort of thing.
Oh, well, that's just like giving the teasers, you know?
It was like a big tune. Wasn't one big long tune sort of thing, that deal?
Oh, you mean is this the P Money mixtape?
Yeah. So what was the situation with that? Is that on the album or is that?
Yeah, that's on the album.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
That's on the album as a whole.
It's a good sit down and suck it up, eh? Yeah.
I mean, we're putting, this is a service, man. Like, we're putting a mini album on a big album.
That's the spirit. Now, and was there a lot of pressure to release it on vinyl? Is that what you wanted to do or?
Yeah, well, people are just people really into vinyl. People are really into vinyls. And it was so cool just having like the, especially
your
with the artwork.
Record.
Cool. This big thing that you can hold and it just looks awesome, you know, like.
All right, so tell us what's happening on Friday, the 30th of November. Not this coming Friday, the Friday after. Or is it the Friday after that, even?
Friday after that.
Couple of Fridays. It's a couple of Fridays. 30th, but now's the time to book that in because it's a very busy time of the year, folks.
Yeah.
Tis the season to be jolly, and what a great place to go be jolly. The album's got Swidditch, Jespy, Noah Slee, Babandi, Mellow Downs, P Money, and more on it. One would imagine a few of those guests might pop up.
Yeah, I mean, we can't
don't
disclose anything.
It, don't want to spoil it, you know. But there's all that going on, so you're going to have the massive, great, big, spectacular live show.
Yeah. Like, we're going all out with this one, you know. We've got, for the first time, we've got live strings as well.
Oh, well, cool.
Yeah, because on this album, it was also the first time we used strings on the album. We got some awesome strings players in, and they just, like, killed the parts. Wow. And, yeah, we're just going to go all out, everything.
And have you had any sort of good feedback from internationally, across the globe?
Yeah, well...
I suppose you haven't really released it yet, have you?
Yeah. Well, we went over to... Australia last year for Big Sound Festival, which is an awesome thing for us, and we got picked up by what they called.
They won't be listening, eh? Who cares?
Yeah. Woo.
I'll download the podcast, see if they mention us. Oh no. So anyway, shall we get back? We'll get back to the gig, you know, because that's what we're trying to sell here at the moment, isn't it?
Come
along to the gig. How much is the gig? $70? $80? No. How much is it?
$20,
one greenback dollar bill. $20. Yeah. Mm. That's a very reasonable price for a visual spectacular and albums and merch and all that available and a whole bunch of new songs.
Yeah.
Should we play one of the new songs?
Yeah.
I'm going to play Take Me to Your Leader featuring Mellow Downs. Why work with Mellow Downs?
Oh,
why on earth?
He's one of the people that we've been working with right from the start, like I was saying.
Excellent. Anything you need to tell us about the song?
Just have a listen. We'll explain.
That's Kenji at the start.
That's good advice. 8 minutes to 9 o'clock on 95 BFM Breakfast. This is Yokozuna, Take Me to Your Leader.
Oh, there he go. More flow than a fairy, bro. Underground like a barrio. I'm still eating my stereo. Mellow down's out of your stereo. Yokozuna, talking to ya. Roll the boot up, there we go. Sprinkle that flavor, pepper and salt. Whoa. Yeah, yeah, come gather around my fire. So why you wanna get higher? Coconut in a palm tree, good climber. Light cider, good man for guys with an instrument. Good band, you ain't got jack, but I got 2 jacks. Yup, good hand. Dreadlocks in my pants sagging, ain't jumping on no bandwagon. Green light for that transaction. Peace pipes in that black dragon. Every time I spit that flame, baby. Everybody look, everybody act, everybody go and sound the same lately. Undeniable, so reliable, fuck. Undeniable, so reliable, fun. Undeniable, so reliable, fun. You should try to do what you really want. Go, put my foot to the floor, put my fist to his jaw. If he mess with the boy, Yokozuna and Mello, we came here to destroy. They don't wanna employ me, so I'm here to enjoy. I got the fire like Charizard, got the stuff like MacGyver. Got it poppin' like a Honda Civic in the screwdriver. I'm too good for your sister, not good enough for her twin. Gemini with the sign, she loved the way that I went. I keep on killing it, really won't funk when I bring that fire. Ah! Tell me what you really want, gotta stay on point like a tire. Ha! Ready in a hurry, come, you the really one to witness the breath of a dragon. I'm bragging, I'm down for my thing, gang, gang, all day. So tell all the people to get out the way.
Undeniable, so reliable, fun. Undeniable, so reliable, fun. Undeniable, so reliable, fun. You should try to do what you really want.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.